bullies just target people who are weaker. There's always a power dynamic between the bully and the person being bullied.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there, too.
Yes, aloha to you folks.
Because right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show, DT Talks. Aloha, everyone.
Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to our new episode of our podcast, DT Talks Season 4. How are you guys doing?
Season 4. So good, right? Because we're getting more and more feedback from people, especially on our Instagram. Yeah, you see that, Terrell?
I know. I saw that and everyone's enjoying like our content so far. And not only that, as of now, we have surpassed our 2,000 downloads for our podcast.
Yay! That's a big thing for us.
Yeah, it's not a big number, but still, victory is a victory, right?
Yes, it's big for us, guys, because you know, we are small. We're not sponsored or anything. Yes. So yeah.
All organically gotten.
Gained.
Yeah. But it's all thanks to you guys for listening.
Exactly. Yes. All the listeners, those who have been with us in the beginning, those who just joined in, we appreciate all of you.
Yes. And more to come for sure. You know, season four, we're still in the beginning. And yeah, we're excited to share more.
Of course. Exactly. But since we are bringing good news, let's, of course, bring our favorite, Uncle Terrell, for more good news.
Yes. Here we go. This is Uncle Taro back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org.
Yay! What's it today?
Today's news is very special. It can help us understand what is mercy.
Oh, mercy.
It says here, judge gave drug dealer a second chance. 16 years later, he swore him in as a lawyer.
Wow! Wow, that's good. Okay.
It says here, the difference between finding justice and following the letter of the law sometimes takes a simple act of compassion. Where others might have seen an incorrigible offender, one judge saw promise, and following a hunch, he acted on his intuition. At first glance, Edward Martell, a 27-year-old high school dropout with an extensive arrest record, might not have seemed a prime candidate for rehabilitation, but when he was facing a 20-year drug conviction, instead of meting out the maximum sentence, presiding Judge Bruce Morrow gave Martell probation and a challenge. Morrow told Martell the next time he stepped into the courtroom, he expected him to have made something of himself. Something big. He said, I challenge you to be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company instead of being out here selling drugs. Martell told Deadline Detroit, and I love a challenge. It was kind of in jest. Morrow recalled in an interview with the Washington Post, but he understood, I believe, he could be anything he wanted to be. And then he continued, saying, fast forward 16 years and Martell is standing in front of Judge Morrow again. Only this time, he's being sworn in as an attorney after passing the Michigan State Bar. While the outcome is sweet, Martell's path wasn't easy or assured. Since there was a very real possibility that his prior criminal record might scuttle his future plans, as he was planning his GED, Martell's guidance counselors discouraged him from pursuing a legal career, but he refused to give up. After obtaining his associate's degree, Martell went on to score scholarships for both his undergraduate studies and law school. He then clerked at the District of Columbia's Federal Public Defender's Office and eventually was hired by the Perkins Law Group as a researcher and writer. So it goes to show that we cannot always judge anyone who did bad thing before. Maybe one day they will change, and then they'll make good lives changes, choices, and then they can become even better as a person.
Like decided to change his life.
It says at the end here that it's a crazy cliche, but some defendants, that's what they need. Morrow told DD, if you believe, like I believe, that there but for the grace of God, go you and me. It took some intelligence to get in and out of the kind of trouble he got into. I told him, You could be my son. Let's see how far you can go. And man, he hasn't finished it. Which is just the kind of sentencing recommendation we could likely use a lot more of these days. So, the lesson here is to always remember that everyone has second chance if they want to make that choice. Amen. And people can change for the better, for good. Unlike exactly. Uncle Taro. Uncle Taro can never change because I have my own attitude and I like saying, mocking people. It's my best talent out there.
Yes, you're very special, yeah.
Very, very special. Okay, this is all the news from Uncle Taro. Take it away, Deidre.
Wow, that was actually very good news. So much mahalo, Uncle Taro. We definitely can learn from that. You see, there's always a possibility of change, no matter who you are, what you've done, as long as you make the right choice yourself. So that's very important. But of course, so today we are going to dive into a topic with our guest. But this is a familiar guest if you guys have tuned in with us before.
Yeah, apparently you guys really love the way he commented during one of our episodes last season. A returning guest again, and he's the master of sharing the aloha spirit. Mm-hmm. He's an awesome dude, a great friend of mine. I'll have him introduce himself.
Aloha to all of DT Talks fans out there. But again, I guess, thank you for having me back. My name is Tyrone Brown from the beautiful islands of Hawaii. And I'm grateful to be asked to come back.
Yes. We love your energy and vibe, and that's why I feel like this topic today can actually help us to understand a few things more, and I think you are suited for this episode, definitely.
Ooh, let's go. I hope so. It's kind of a deep topic, but let's go.
Okay, so as always, we are getting into our fun segment of Would You Rather, just for all of us to get to know Tyrone a little bit better. So are you ready?
Yep, let's get it.
Okay, here we go. First question, would you rather be in your pajamas or a suit all day?
Pajamas or suit? Come on, pajamas. If anyone answers suit, oh my gosh. You're like a millionaire probably.
All the fashionistas and all.
Yeah, but what kind of pajamas though?
Shoot. Well, in the islands, I'm Samoan Tongan, so I mean, I'm wearing a lava lava right now. Yeah. It'd probably be, that's my pajamas.
Yeah, that's probably your lava go-to. Long skirt.
Yeah.
Nah, just kidding.
Look up lava lava if you don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Yes, guys, just in case you don't know.
Yeah, I have a couple of those too when I was in Australia, and I got one too here, so.
It's very breezy.
It is comfy, very breezy. Yes. Yeah,
super comfy, and you don't have to worry about wearing pants. What? Yes.
Oh gosh. Okay, next question. Would you rather be your own boss or work for someone else?
Do you have to choose one?
Yep.
Yes, it's Shoot. Would you rather.
That's a hard one. I've had some good bosses, so I like learning from them. But of course, I mean, I'd probably work for myself.
Okay.
Freedom.
Eventually, okay.
You'll want to work for yourself, huh?
Yes. In the long run.
Mm. In the long run. Okay. What kind of business, though, if you were to run one?
I'm majoring in psychology and social work.
Yeah.
So probably, like, if I was to own a business, it'd be something like helping youth with, life.
Wow. So thoughtful. That's the Tyrone we know. Yeah, there we go. Okay, next question. Would you rather end hungry or hatred?
Is that end hunger or hatred?
I mean, end hunger. It's probably end hunger.
End hunger or hatred.
Oh. My bad.
Oh, that's a hard one. Hatred.
Okay.
I think that'll lead to eventually fixing the hunger problem.
You think so?
I think if you end hatred, I mean, people are going to want to help each other, right? And so we'd be better at cooking for each other. And
yeah. Yes. I feel like when there's hatred, this usually means like they're very selfish and very self-centered, and they think about themselves too much, and probably they were bought by like toilet paper last year.
My gosh.
Some sort of hatred right there, right?
Oh, dang.
Would you rather have your debt forgiven or guaranteed good health for a whole decade?
Debt forgiven.
Debt forgiven.
Really? Yeah.
College in America is expensive.
Yes. Very true. Yeah, very
forgive
true.
My debt, please.
Okay, okay. But guarantee good health, though.
Shoot. That's on me. That's personal choices. I can be better at that. I can choose not to drink, you know, soda or chocolate. I can choose to go out, but debt forgiven for sure.
Okay, fair enough. Great answer. Final, would you rather? Would you rather be in history books for something terrible or be forgotten completely after you die?
Oh my goodness. That's a hard one. What the heck? I read these questions when you sent it to me, and oh my gosh, that's one of my biggest fears, is to be forgotten. So I would probably, yeah. I mean, shoot, I guess one of my mistakes, I would, yeah, it's okay. It's that first one.
Which yeah.
Something I did terrible. At least they remember me.
Yeah, I guess so. What terrible thing that you think you'd do, and then you'll be recorded down for the rest of your life, for the rest of everyone's lives?
I don't know. I'm really competitive. So, like, I've toned down, of course, as you get older, you know, but in sports and stuff, I'm super competitive. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's a competition, I'm going all out. Like, if there's a prize or, you know, anything, first place, second place, third place, I'm all in. Like, I'm going to win.
Nice.
So, I feel like I'd be, like, remembered for, you know, wanting to fight someone during the game, whatever sport it is. Or, yeah, something like that for losing.
Breaking someone's bones.
Maybe, yeah. Ooh,
ouch. Killing.
Ouch. Okay.
Maybe not killing,
okay.
But...
Let's not get there.
Just kidding. But yeah, like, those are all the would you rather questions for Tyrone. Hope you guys enjoyed Tyrone's vibe right now and all of his interesting answers off of that, right?
Get to know him better, having Tyrell expose him to.
Yeah. True that. Well, now that we've covered that, we'll get right into our topic for today.
That's right. Okay, so today's topic, it was actually a suggestion from one of our listeners. They felt that it was an important topic to address. So that's why for this episode, we are talking about bullying.
Exactly. We'll look into not just physical type bullying, but cyberbullying as well, and discuss just a little bit more on that and whether bullying is getting worse these days.
Yes, indeed. So I'm going to get straight to the point, you guys. Have you ever been bullied before?
For me, I can't say I have, to be honest.
Because you're the one really? That's bullying others.
This is straight up.
Just kidding,
just
kidding.
For later, Tyrell. Just kidding.
Now you guys know what's going to happen to me. Just kidding. For me, at least, I feel that I was bullied before when I was younger.
Mm-hmm.
Sadly, for, you know, getting... I'd say, like, as you get older, you understand teasing. But then when you're younger, you kind of don't understand, like, what's teasing or, like, what's acceptable. Mm-hmm. Getting offended or what's going on in your life where you don't know how to control, especially your emotions. So I feel that I was bullied when I was younger and I didn't feel good. And I feel like there was some sort of childhood trauma along the lines. So what about you, Deidre?
When I was younger, of course, I wouldn't know what was bullying and such, but after looking back on it, I guess there was bullying. I feel in kids, it is quite common to actually experience bullying.
Any thoughts, Tyrone?
So I guess, like I said, I personally have never been bullied.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm born and raised here in Hawaii. And like you said earlier about the Aloha spirit, I look back on my childhood and I'm kind of blessed to be raised the way, like, in the environment that I was raised in. Kids are pretty good here. Teachers, they put us in our place if it ever happens, you know. Looking back, of course, there were times where I saw bullying happen, but it was... Mm-hmm. You know, for me, I was raised by a family and parents who literally raised us to look out for those who are sitting by themselves at the cafeteria.
Dang.
Who are, you know, like on the playground, are being teased. Like, we were literally taught to look for these people.
Wow.
And so, like, I have a niece who's, like, year six right now. She's about to move over to, like, middle school and high school age now, but she just graduated from sixth grade. And one of her friends, he just passed away, I guess, last year or 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. He would have graduated with them, but he was a special kid. You know, he had disabilities.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he did pass away. She carried a picture of him even after he passed, all the way to graduation.
Dang.
And so, like, for me to see like that, like our family still continuing that, like, I've always kind of been, sorry, I'm getting a little teary.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's good. It's something all of us need to know.
Yeah. And I mean, Hawaii, I think we're pretty good. Of course it happens. Bullying happens everywhere. Mm-hmm. In every single culture, in every, you know, community. Wherever there's children and wherever there's people, I feel like bullying, of course, is going to happen naturally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I totally agree with that. Mm-hmm. But thanks for sharing that, Tyrone. That's very heartfelt and that's very wholesome, if anything. Like, I mean, like, we haven't dived into the deeper questions or yet, but I do hope if there's if there's a message we want to share here today, you know, we want you to, you know, think of others, what it would feel like to be in that position. And bullying is something...
Be kind to others. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's quote-unquote from Deidre, especially all the time. That bullying has never been a good thing. And I think it's an issue that's addressed constantly. Right now, I'm going to ask another question. Tyrone kind of already answered this, so Deidre can answer as well. Do you know anyone who has been bullied before?
Mm. I know that.
Yeah.
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 And it's crazy because as you get older, you know, like Facebook with social media.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's true.
Like you have friends from like high school and, you know, back home. Your childhood from when you were younger, and then now like they're sharing like these like stories of them getting bullied in high school, and I'm thinking to myself, I didn't know, like, you know, me and them were cool and I thought that everything was good, but how they felt and how, you know, in private, you know, now with social media, it's so easy to bully and to be bullied, you know. It follows you into the home. That's the scary thing about bullying now, is because before, you know, the bully kids would go to school and they'd be bullied at school, you know, but now the bullying continues into the home. You know, they just a message, Facebook message or Instagram message, comments on, you know, TikTok, on their videos on TikTok, and these kids, they're still getting bullied while they're, you know, lying down on their bed or locked in their room.
It's true.
They don't want to leave. So it's just crazy how bullying has changed. Always been there. But now the environments and like the situations that happen, it's increased.
Yeah, I agree with that. Like it transitioned to a very different level. And I feel like sometimes people don't know where to draw the line. And again, it's personal choice sometimes, whether it be it's their upbringing. Sometimes, if not most of the time, it is their upbringing that they don't understand bullying is something that's unacceptable in humanity, at least. So, yeah. What do you think, Deidre?
What about...
Like, just...
If I know anyone who's been bullied
been bullied before and all that.
Oh, yes. Of course. Exactly as you all said. Many people. But, again, so... Back to bullying. Bullying is definitely, it's not a new phenomenon. Many people who experience this, especially as a kid, many will have to go through that. And although we have, like, we may have memories of getting picked on, you know, maybe you're the one picking on people, it's quite alarming, as Tyrone said, that it's not as bad as it is nowadays with what younger people are facing, students are facing, even adults are facing, especially when it's online, it's cyberbullying.
According to U Report, Malaysia's recent statistics, 3 in 10 young people in Malaysia are cyberbullied every day. These are many openly attacks to people based on their physical attributes like weight and body size, skin colors, and such.
So cyberbullying, it's just as impactful as physical bullying and such, because it causes emotional distress. It will completely crush one's self-confidence. So it even goes on to show that 4 in 9 young Malaysians actually know about private online groups that they use to bully others. It shows that people are just more courageous behind a keyboard.
Yeah.
4 in 9.
Yeah, I feel like people who are bullying, well, we're talking about cyberbullying right now, is that they feel like that they are behind a computer screen and there's no strings attached, and they can be as anonymous as possible and just give comments, whatever, to the person without realizing how much it can impact that person, right? And so I see it very often, and I'm glad that I don't have to deal with it when I was younger, even though we had like a little cherry on top of social media, not the whole cake, so we don't actually had that opportunity to get bullied that much. But you can see now, like what Tyrone said, a lot of people are just, you know, getting bullied back and forth, and you know how toxic it is. I heard Twitter, at least right now, is like toxic culture. You don't want to be there. Yeah, it's just filled with Twitter. Filled with trash right now, just other people bashing each other and all that. So
Uncle Terrell needs a Twitter so we can bring more positivity
to Twitter. Sure, sure. What do you guys think of, you know, the statistics and all that? Or like the
three
just
in
general?
10.
3 in 10, yeah. Yes. And 4 in 9 young Malaysians in Malaysia.
4 in 9, yes. So I mentioned that a little bit earlier, but I'm double majoring in psychology and social work.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of what I say is kind of things I've learned. I'm no expert, you know, on the psychology of how bullies think and whatnot. Those are high numbers.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
It's sad to say that that's probably similar to everywhere else in the world, similar statistics.
It would be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What do you think, Deidre, though?
Yeah, the numbers just, it is quite saddening as well that it's so high, and you'd say it's something common, but again, like, these kinds of things are not talked about enough, they're not addressed well enough, especially like where we come from. It's quite alarming. Like, I find it alarming, like Tyrone mentioned earlier, like the nature of bullying, it hasn't changed, only some aspects with it did. So example, instead of someone bullying someone physically, it follows them to their home through the internet, social media, so they never get to escape that. And I cannot imagine how one must feel, you know, when you have to deal with it physically in person, and then where's your safe home after that? It's just following you after that. So it's very sad. But yeah, I actually have a question for you guys. Do you feel that some people are more likely to be bullied than others?
Absolutely, man. I feel like when people are open with their vulnerabilities and insecurities, they're like the main targets for bullies. Like, even though there's a lot of us who, like in this school especially, I'm very glad to be here sometimes, because like you won't be blamed, or you won't be joked around because of your insecurities. If anything, everyone wants to embrace you for opening up, you know, to be able to share your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas I feel like back in Malaysia, if you share whatever it is and people starts to tease you and just put you down because of it. Yeah.
They say you're weak and all those.
Yeah. I remember when I was in secondary school, back in Malaysia, is that like the worst mockery that was ever given to me was, this is about when I was 16. I remember, I'm not going to name what race or whatnot. I'm just going to say people or students at least. They mock me saying like, oh, you're supposed to be Chinese. Aren't you supposed to be like good at math? I thought Chinese people are good at basketball. Why are you so bad at playing basketball? I thought you're going to win this competition. I'm like, I was very hurt. There's more things that they've said that I've not mentioned so far, but that's one of the examples that I feel like, oh yeah, you know, it makes me think about myself, put down myself, if anything, that I'm not good enough and all that. So I think that it's very easy to get bullied, and it's also easy to bully someone.
Mm-hmm. What do you think, Tyrone?
Definitely there is a, for lack of a better word, like what kinds of people will get bullied. For me, I think it's about power.
Mm.
So the psychology of bullies is they're looking for people who are weaker.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that, you know, being kind of looked at as weak, I think that's different for a lot of people.
Yeah.
You know, weak can be
true,
skinny and nerdy, you know, quiet is another one. And so just depending on what that, you know, bullies just target people who are weaker. There's always a power dynamic between the bully and the person being bullied. And that's everywhere. You find that everywhere. So it's...
That's very true.
Yeah, I agree with that though, because like, I feel like bullies will pick on all your weaknesses, and then they will also like compare it to their own strengths and stuff. I mean, this is just all age demographic. You know, it's just not teenagers or young adults and whatnot.
Oh yeah, no, it's all ages.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly it. I mean, it's funny because still trying to figure out regarding research. There's so much research out there that kind of hint at, you know, different contributions to bullying, like why bullies bully people.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, that's definitely one of them. Like, when you're talking about strengths and weaknesses, you know, for bullies, they're hiding all of their weaknesses and all of their, you know, a lot of times there's studies, of course, that show that bullies, their home environment, they get bullied at home, they get abused at home, physically, sexually, you know, emotionally, all of that.
Yep.
Yeah. A lot of them come from, you know, broken homes. And then they reflect that onto others. There's other studies that show that they have insecurities and they have personality disorders.
Yep.
Man, I can name a couple of, you know, personality disorders that bullies have. You know, they're they're seen by therapists and psychologists and they're diagnosed with these personality disorders. Ah, that's kind of hard because, like, with everything, I mean, people, what they show is not what they're feeling inside, you know?
Exactly.
Two different people. And so,
Yeah. I feel like sometimes it's hard to talk about this kind of topic because, like, we also don't know what it feels like to be in the bully's position, you know?
True.
They might have been brought up in a cruel childhood and that's why they're bullying, or they might know that their life is not fair. And that's why they just want to bring people down, because if they're unhappy, they want to see others to be unhappy as well. So I think that's just how it works.
A lot of it's also with the culture, because some people perceive something as it's fine, whereas in this culture, it's actually not. Just to give the better idea of bullying for people. So bullying is an ongoing, it's a deliberate misuse of power in relationships through repeated verbal, physical, or social behavior. So this then causes physical, social, psychological harm. Bullying is not just a single episode of social rejection. It's not just a single episode of nastiness or spite. It's not just random acts of aggression. Bullying is not disagreements. So it's good to also get an idea of what bullying actually is, just for people to know.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're getting into this topic. We have more to talk about, but first let us hear what our friends have to say in our next segment.
All right, here we go.
I think that bullying is a serious thing. It used to be just physical, but now with social media, bullying has become something that is very convenient and something that we might not do intentionally, I would say. It can come in the form of a nasty remark or picking on someone else. I think that if you notice a person that's being bullied, it's hard for the person that's being bullied to talk about it. If you notice a person that's being bullied, I recommend to be sensitive to the feelings that the person might have, just because it's a hard time having to go through bullying, and also listening to how they feel.
So I grew up being bullied a lot in elementary school and middle school. I think bullying is getting worse because of cyberbullying. They have access to past information of you because you posted it publicly, and then people can download it, they can take screenshots, and if you have a bad day, they can take that, or a bad picture, and they can take that, and they can publish it publicly or send it out to people. And so not only do they have access to your past, they can now spread it to places outside of your high school, which bullying didn't used to be able to do. They can discredit you, they can make you look bad in front of your extended family, your friends across the world, and really destroy your reputation. And with that comes leverage, blackmail. There is so much, and especially at the younger age, how people perceive you is very, very important. This drives people to suicide at various levels. So this is a much more serious issue than when it was when I was in elementary school and high school.
Yes, I do. We are not talking about physical bullying only, because today we are handling an issue which is mental bullying and cyber bullying too. It is getting worse today. I've been bullied once or twice. If I can tell you the story, I love to do comedy videos. I love to do vlogs, unboxing videos, and etc. The main point is I want people to be happy with me while watching the videos. I can say my intro for my video is kind of funny. I don't know, it's relatable with vegetables and etc. It's kind of funny. And there is where the bullies having their point to tease me. I'm teased wherever I go around the school. I'm known with that title, Broccoli. When I walk, they shouted the intro. And yes, let me explain. My point is to make people happy with me while watching the video, not people happy watching my videos to bully me. I know you ended up laughing, but you didn't know I ended up laughing or crying. Tried to be patient as they come, but it never stops. But luckily, I changed to another school this year, and my new friends didn't know anything about it, so I feel peace a little. I can say handling bully issues is hard. Bullies aren't scared with Stop Bully campaign. They aren't scared with your voice like, hey, stop, don't fight, stop bully, I hate bully. No, they aren't scared about with you. So the easiest way is to make a report to people with power. I'm not talking about Spider-Man or Superman. I'm talking about people with power, like police, or maybe if you're at school, you can tell the teachers so they can handle it. And the bullies. Bullies are scared with people with power. So to be realistic, you can report to people with power. Not Superman, but maybe police. I hope you understand. So what I can say today, hashtag stop bullying. Thank you.
So what did you guys think of the voice recordings that were in that segment?
Man, the last one is experience, you know. That's those personal stories, that's sad to hear. Are those some of them from Malaysia?
Yeah.
Yes.
One of them is from Malaysia, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Was that last one, he was from Malaysia as well?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's always listening to our podcast.
Yeah. Special shout out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, brother, like, we love you, man. Sending you some aloha vibes from Hawaii. One.
Oh, so sweet of you, Tyrone.
Yeah. I think something we have to make clear of about the last comment is that sometimes we only view as us being the victim of getting bullied, because all of us have been bullied before at some point in our lives, right? Whether it be getting insulted, offended, or getting mocked. We sometimes don't understand what it feels like to be in the bully's position, right? I'm not siding on what the bully's like doing. What they're doing, actions are not right. Definitely not. But sometimes we got to take a step back and understand, you know, what it feels like to be in their position. Not by mocking someone, but by realizing that they're the ones who might be the victims that are...
It's like basically you're saying try to understand why they're doing what they're doing.
Yes. And also they might be the victims of, you know, getting abused at home or at school. We never know anything about that. And also just to bring up about the Stop Bullying campaign, their sole purpose is to help us to be educated. So it's not... Absolutely not always for the bullies to understand, or when once the campaign starts, bullying will stop, right? No. I think it will help anyone who is ignorant, one. Two is to become more educated in order to understand that these things are happening, and then so that adults, parents, or teachers, professors will know that this is an issue. So I feel like it is a great way to learn and educate always when you have campaigns.
That's true. I just want to say that, like, you know, you said about understanding the bully's point of view.
Yeah.
For sure. And if you can do that, I mean, shoot, you are, we should, you know, put you up there on a wall, you know, Hall of Fame, because that's incredible. Like, if you're able to, especially if you're being bullied and you're still having forgiveness, or, you know, having love in your heart for the bully, you're being able to see like where they're coming from and trying to understand them. Man, you're my role model. Like, for real. I don't know if I can find that good of a person. So.
Yeah.
In psychology, they always say that when it comes to bullying, you know, the first thing is safety.
Yep.
And so making sure that you're out, you know, you're safe, like, sure, understand the person, but your safety comes first. So if you're not in a place to be able to understand and...
Or talk even.
Yeah, and talk and, you know, being able to see that perspective, shoot, don't worry about that. Like, you know, make sure you're taken care of first.
Yourself,
you know, get
first,
out of that situation, find help, reach out.
Yep.
Exactly.
You know, talk to authorities if you need to, you know, whether at school or friends or trusted, you know, trusted mentors who can help you, because nobody deserves or nobody needs to be going through these kinds of experiences alone.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes. I actually want to bring up this one issue that happened in Malaysia, like, probably like weeks ago or so. So there was this girl, she's a teenager in high school, and she experienced rape jokes in class by her teacher. And that was someone in authority itself who's making those kind of remarks. And so she knew that it wasn't right. She didn't like it. She told her family about it. They also did not like what was happening. And it blew up online. It was in the news and such. Then she was getting rape threats by other students in her school. And then now, it's more of body shaming and cyberbullying as well. So it just went so crazy that she eventually had to like file for a police report because, you know, this is done by someone in authority itself. So now you have to find someone else in authority who can help. These kinds of issues, like what started off as what people say is as jokes and such, and then it blows up into something very serious where it actually is worrying for her safety as well, because students are following the teacher by continuing rape threats and such. And then online, you get this cyberbullying. So it's just very sad that these kinds of things happen. But it really all has to start with proper education. That's one thing that we can do when it comes to bullying.
Yeah, sometimes you gotta think, like, you know, when it comes to bullying, like, again, where's the fine line? Like, where should people actually say, okay, this is enough and we should stop? Like, I feel like we're at a stage of our lives where we don't know a lot of answers for this yet. And yes, like, there's always people that can help, authorities that may be able to help with this situation. But if you think about it, like we were talking about the situation earlier, even a teacher will make rape jokes. It's not acceptable, to be honest.
It's not. Yeah, not at all.
Has never been and it never will be what the bully culture is in a whole. Like they can make sexual jokes, body shaming, and just off of that, they're like, oh, it's fine. It's just, you know, it's just a joke. I mean, well, it's not a joke anymore if it's on you.
Yeah, that's why they always say it's just a joke. It's just a joke.
Well, you're a joke then if that's the case. Yeah, so it's horrible.
It is. It really is. Also, because it just happened recently, I'm just sharing what happened. So there's a school here. It's a high school. There was a student. He was dealing with many mental health problems. So he was quite depressed. He actually attempted suicide in the school.
Mm-hmm.
He jumped off. Luckily, he survived it. But guess what happened instead? He jumped off. He left letters for his best friends.
Mm-hmm.
Some people saw him jumped off. They shared a video of him and the teacher saw it. And that teacher shared it with other students in different classes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And of course, like the boy is still in the hospital trying to recover. And I cannot imagine how he would feel once he's out knowing that this was shared around by so many people, even by a teacher itself. It's very sad that people take these kinds of situations lightly, even if it's someone in a high authority. Like, that's why, like, the culture, like, people have to know what is bullying, how is it affecting others, like, what is okay and what is not okay. And I think that once you are going to be harming someone in a way, like, you're going to be affecting their safety, that's when it really is drawing the line, you know.
And when you say safety, that's, you know, everything, their mental,
yes,
peace
exactly,
of mind, emotional, you know, all of that. And so not just physically, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So when we talk about safety, it's being safe within our own mind.
Exactly.
And so if anything is affecting that, it's a problem, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, bullying is just another word. It's a more simple word for emotional abuse, verbal abuse, all these other, you know, it's abuse, manipulation, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
yeah. And if anything, I'd like to give advice to the ones who are witnesses in people getting bullied. Stand up for these people. They are very vulnerable, very insecure about themselves. And if there's bullies bullying them, like, you gotta step up, man. I think me as a person, I would do whatever I can to support a stranger who's getting bullied, because nobody deserves to be put down on, to be honest. Mm-hmm. It's not right. Like, it's a horrible feeling. If you are just witnessing, standing there, and you know, not doing anything, you know, you're just horrible, if not terrible, as the bully himself, because you're just standing and watching and not doing anything about it.
But so, I mean, sometimes that is tricky though, on the situation, the context.
It depends on the situation, definitely.
Yes, because like sometimes people do not want to get bullied as well. Or if you look at it, like adults experience bullying as well, especially in the work field, you will encounter like those kind of issues, like people who have bullying problems in the work field, and it's typically done by those in a higher position than the others.
Yeah.
So like, imagine if your own boss is bullying you, you know, your coworkers see it, but they're not speaking up because, you know, they don't want to risk their jobs and such. So what should we do then?
Yeah, again, like, we got to see what the fine line is, right, when it comes to standing up as well. But yeah. I feel like in general, in a whole, when you feel like there is, like, negative energy and you feel like this person is already toxic in your life and you mm-hmm. feel like that person is manipulating and trying to...
Leave.
yeah, exactly. Just leave. Leave the situation. Like, find someone to talk with. Find someone that you trust and or just yeah. or see a therapist, and that usually works if that's the case. But not usually, but, like, that will be a solution for you to help yourself at least. So I feel like when you're in those situations, try as much as you can to get out of it so that you can be more safe for yourself, being the victim of the bully or being the witness of getting bullied and getting bullied at the same time, if that's the case.
I hope that, shoot, if you are being bullied, I hope that it's not, at least, at the very least, it's not by people that you consider friends.
Yes.
Or even worse, yeah. if they're your family members.
Oh my goodness.
That is
yeah.
true. You know? That's very true.
And if it's, I mean, finding the strength, you know, taking time to gather strength to cut those relationships off, even if they're yeah. family, mm-hmm. You know, I'm going to say it, like, again, at the end of the day, like Deidre said, your safety, being mentally safe and emotionally safe is very important, because this is your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You know, this exactly. is your human experience. And so you don't deserve to feel like you're not enough or to feel
yep.
that you're weak.
Mm,
or
yes.
you know, to have, you know, every single day of your life, or, you know, often someone tell you, point out your weaknesses,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yep.
that's the exactly. worst. It's called relational aggression. And again, cut it.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if there's anything that we want you to know, at least, or me, at least, Tura wants you to know, especially, is that your life matters and you matter to us as family or friend, even though we don't know you, whoever's listening.
You matter, guys.
Yeah, you are enough and you matter to each and every one of us, even if we don't know each other. No one deserves to get bullied. No one deserves to be put down on, and no one deserves mm-hmm. to just, you know, be lonely in a sense. Because, like, again, are we all just surviving, trying to survive, trying to be a yeah. better person every day?
Really, though.
Yeah. And what you go through and what you experience right now, you know, it's not just about you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if anyone is, you know, tuning in from Malaysia or Asia, you guys are very similar. Your culture is very similar to Polynesia. And, you know, one of the things I appreciate about the similarities, one of the main similarities that I love, is both of our connections to our ancestors.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, here in Polynesia, a lot of times we say, be a good ancestor now. You are going to be an ancestor for future generations. And so yeah. if you can work through your bullying now, if you can work on yourself, if you're the one that, you know, occasionally participates in the teasing
mm-hmm.
of other people, you know, and fix that now, because later yes. you're the next generation, your grandchildren and your children and their children's children, you know, they'll thank you, because they'll be able to live a happier and a more positive life.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You know? You don't want to be in the history textbook for something terrible.
Exactly. So be a good ancestor now. Work on yes. yourself. That's something that, although social media and bullying has kind of changed
mm-hmm.
and some people can see it as getting worse, one of the yeah. things that I appreciate is, because of social media, we hear these stories of bullied survivors and sharing their stories and, you know, encouraging mm-hmm. other people to be better. And so it's no longer being swept under the rug.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, bullying is not just happening in the corners of, you know, hallways in schools or, you know, behind the playground.
Yep.
You know, in hidden view, we're bringing it out.
Mm-hmm.
Continuing to speak out, you know, DT Talks. Thank you for bringing this topic, because the more that we talk about it, we're bringing it out of the dark.
Yep.
Exactly. Right. Yes.
Yeah. That's one of the reasons why we started this podcast, is because, like,
exactly.
we're giving voice to others, or like we're, mm-hmm. we're lending their voices in order to talk about it.
Yes. That's right. That's what we're trying to do, because many times you'll hear us say in these episodes, this is something not talked about enough. And that's why we are talking about it now.
Yep, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And so we definitely hope, like, whoever's listening today, friends and family, that you're able to learn a little bit more about how bullying is still happening and it's still going on. It's never okay to do it.
So, of course not.
Yeah.
But it's also possible for the bully to change. Definitely. Everyone has... Yes, we all can change.
Yeah. We should never view that bullies are will always be bad people.
Yeah.
You know, they're the ones who might be suffering just as much as the ones that's getting bullied.
That's why it really starts with education, guys. Start with education. Yeah.
And we gotta...
And good thing with Tyrone, like, he was educated so well in his home and by teachers and such. So that's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would hope so. I'm not perfect, you know. Definitely.
But you have
not
a
perfect.
Good heart.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Like I feel like that's pretty much summed up with everything that we needed to talk about today.
It's all good. Everything was shared so well by our guests, Terrell, and just giving people more info about this and how we really should be kind to others, okay?
Yeah, definitely. I feel like the first step is always like being empathetical in both sides and being able to know what is going on and then to be able to understand, get yourself educated, and then you'll be able to know you're able to help or help yourself at least, right? To become a better person every day in terms of it.
Yes, and as Terrell mentioned earlier, your life matters.
Exactly. Friends and family, if there's one thing that you can do as an individual, if you've never been bullied before, like one stand up. Two is to get yourself educated, always. And three, you know, look into Stop Bullying campaigns. Donate to them, like just a dollar or two, just to help these campaigns to spread that awareness to everyone else in the world who may not be aware of this. And then they will be educated for sure. Mm-hmm. So by doing so, you know, we will have a better future for sure. Hopefully, of course.
And if you know anyone is being bullied, the least you can do is be a listening ear for them. Let them vent to you.
Yes, exactly. Be that good friend that they are longing for. Always. Mm-hmm. But yeah. Well, thank you so much, Tyrone, for being our guest here today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having me, y'all.
How are you feeling now?
I'm feeling good. I mean, definitely motivation to open my eyes and make sure that I'm able to identify, you know, where bullying is happening.
Yes.
Because it happens even here at BYU Hawaii. I'm at university, and it's still, you know, we there's still opportunities to protect the more vulnerable.
It's true.
Yeah. Anyways.
That's right.
It's been good. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Yeah. Thank you for being our guest.
Thank you much,
mahalo. Yeah, you're very awesome, Tyrone. Great aloha spirit right here.
Yes. Keep sharing it with others.
Chihu. Well, thank you so much, friends and family, for listening to our DT Talks podcast season 4. We hope you enjoyed with what we have talked about here today, especially about bullying. And we hope at least this episode has helped you to be more educated and to learn a little bit more about being in the perspective of a bully or the ones that's getting bullied as well. And please be sure to follow us on our Facebook, DT Talks Podcast, Instagram, DT Talks _podcast. Follow us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. Thank you for listening. And this has been
DT Talks.
Chee-hoo!
Yeah, y'all.
Yeah.